We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shin Nun Ches, which I was told about the halacha of which places are called surrounded for residential purposes, in the middle of Sif Aleph. The Ramah, which is on page 420, the Shredim Abayz, says, I go, why in like a month Siman Tuf Aleph, then Stama Yaris, halacha of, in general, a city, if they are surrounded for residential purposes. Some say, the Stam Karfifa Shalano, in general, our karfif, mikri mukavas adir, are called enclosed residential purposes. Because it's the norm to first open up from the residence, and then to enclose it. That's the Mordechai paragraph in passing. Some say more. The whole karfif should some lebesa. Any karfif that's near a person's house, mikri hukav adir, that's already called enclosed for residential purposes, because his thoughts are on it. The stagos the shribeg beis de'irvin. Reish chol gemizah. Those who disagree with this, that's b'seis of a name. Other taisus says in Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Gimel. Ramah said, look at Sim Tuf Aleph regarding general cities. Imukavas if they're surrounded l'dira. Pirish heichas reish chaim esabul here where there's a wall around the city. It's a walled city. Varsham, there it's brought to Minastam, presumably, I mean the Hukav Adir, that it was enclosed for residential purposes. The Inderech Lahakiv, because it's not the norm to enclose, Hela Achash Abana Bat Matchila, only if they first built the homes. Vavabon al Besav Hukav, and therefore it's in the quality of being built and then surrounded. The Bahani, which is effective, like Amalek, we'll see later on. Sivkon Yudalt. And some say that the Stam Kafif is Mechulu, then in general, Karfif, which is this huge, large enclosed, primarily non-residential entity that it's called Mukofas Adir, Pirish, or Pesach Habayis Pesuch Laham, where you have the opening of the house that opens into this Karfiv, Sivkat Dezvav, because the Regilim, because the norm is to first open up from one's residence to that area and then to enclose it. Once Ramah, the intent of Ramah is B'mokam She'inon Mzeich, where a person does not recall Imar Kafifas Nimnukain Mabat Melach Abatim, were these Kafifas, were these enclosed open areas enclosed before the homes were built or after the homes were built? Well, Hashem Tashmash Dira, and then for the utility of the residents. Mzeich Kasa, that's what he writes, the Rav Kafifas Shalano, most of our Kafifas, Hukfu Achar Binyan Abatim, Tashmish Abatim, were enclosed after the building of the homes for the utility of the homes. Now it's obvious. To love klalu b'chamokim b'chotzman. That's not a general rule in old places in old times. One has to see regarding this in our times. The feminine makim is according to the custom of whatever the general norms are. Sivkat tezayin. With some say, moreover, that every karfif that's samach lebeisai that's near his house is called hilkuf ledir. Choshu samach leir. Whatever is close to the city. Mikri Samach Lebeisa Dezu, according to this opinion, is also called Samach Lebeisa, and therefore considered Hook of Ladir. Toshara Tzin Eis Tezayin says, as it's explicit in the Mishnah, in the words of Goyis Hashri, Magen Ram goes even further. He quotes the words of Ben Yainsen, whatever is within the Tchum, that the homeowner could go and walk around over there, is also called Smuch Ladir. So we didn't quote his words because anyways, this opinion is rejected and it's a very big leniency as I explained in the following Sif Katan. That's the case, where does he know to like add onto the Kula, the Gorsa Shri, the Kula's Rabbi Nihainsen? As possible, the Gorsa Shri is not lenient at all so much and explains that Smuch Leir is like the simple understanding in all places, which means within 70 Amas, as the Mishnah teaches up Nazayin, Noisin Karf of Leir. And that's what sounds explicit in the words of Gorsa Shri that he writes. But since it's close to his house, so his thoughts are on it to constantly utilize it, so that he uses the word Samach Lebeisai from the reason that it's in his thoughts are to use it, not because he's just going to go and stroll over there, which he could go with in the Tchum. Rabbi Hansen explains also that because according to his opinion, he agrees also that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was, when it's totally Mukav Ladira, but that helps even when it's more than Sosayim, like Shin Satesis, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava doesn't disagree only regarding these that he counts, and because it's inferior Dira, as he proves in the Agoyis Alfasi Achadoshim, Agoyin Rishaz Megol Dingin, in the words of Ben Hansen himself, look up there very well. And since you have to find a general inferior dwelling. He explains that it was with him 2,000 numbers and he intends to stroll. And the truth is, the strolling itself possibly is really nothing, Mikra Halacha. We explain the Halacha as emissions of Mabbeis. It's just that it has the same deer in general that he's saying. And that's what it seems from the Ramah that he omits the words of Rabbeinu Einson. Notice from the words of Gresh Shri, he doesn't quote like his words over there, Smuchal Eir, he just writes Samach Labesli. Even though Smuchal Eir is permitted, some of the Kabbalah of the Ramah is because you need at least, there should be literally close, that he could utilize at all times that he wants to. And therefore he says, said the Shad saying, we don't quote the words of Magen Avraham regarding this. Sivkot and Yud Zayin. That some say that any karfuf, which are these largely enclosed areas that's near the house, is called Hokav Ladirik because Dait Delave. His thoughts are on it. Well, Pasha, now it's obvious to Avla Dezir that also according to this opinion, Davka Bishabon Habayis Pakachigiv, if the house was first built and then the area of that open area was enclosed. Kamash Malan, what we're letting you know is that Avagav Le Pasach Le, that even though he didn't open to it, Avilach, even though Kibich is Mukhalir Harbis, since it's very close to the city, Dait Delave, his thoughts are on it. The Shtamish Batadir, so he's utilized it, Mistam Okladir, and then presumably it was enclosed for residential purposes, even though there's no opening from the house to that area. Sivkon Yechas, Yesh Cholkim is that, Ramah wrote that some disagree regarding this. Well, they soon, according to this opinion, Philip Smukha Mamash Labesi, even literally right next to his house, culturally possible, was like, as long as it wasn't open to first and then enclosed, Leman is not effective, but Skim Rachain Malacha Gedezu, and the later authorities agree for Allah like this opinion. Which the Shartzim brings all those opinions. He says, in truth, the primary words of the Gosha Shri are really a tmua. They're really a wonder. When he brings this up in the words of Izarua, now Izarua doesn't have really any understanding of this. Just that he quotes in the words of Bidim and Bava, Pirish Rashi, and it's not obvious at all, just like it's not Muchach, the Rashi holds this for Lipsak Alacha. To the contrary, the Izarua himself quotes Lalacha, of Rechava, and explains that Pirish Rashi over there, obviously, that it doesn't make this difference. And besides this, in the Gemara it's brought the halach of Karfan that's Nifritz al-Lachotzer. Obviously, in my Karfan that's within the city, also you need to have possible of Vukov, and that's as obvious in the Rambam. And therefore, for sure, this sheet, the Dukhuya, and that's what we were saying before, for sure we don't want to add on the Rabbeinu Einis. Dirshu number 6. Chasnesh writes, it sounds like that the opinion of the Yeshua'im Yimoyed, that any car for that's Samach Labesa is called Hukum Ladira because Dait is away. It sounds like, according to this opinion, that it's considered Mukum Ladira, even if in the beginning, you surrounded the carfuf, and then afterwards you built the house.